Hey everybody, this is Daryl with AfterBuzz TV. I was recently looking to buy a car and thought to myself, there has to be a better way. It's such a stressful process. That's when my friend told me about a new way to buy a car. It's called TrueCar.com. At TrueCar.com, you can actually see what others paid for the car you're looking for in your area, so you know when you're getting a great price. Because at TrueCar.com, you get a savings certificate, and you just take that savings certificate to a TrueCar.com certified dealer, so you don't need to worry about the hassle and anxiety of the old way to buy a car. And TrueCar.com users save an average of $3,000 off the MSRP. So seriously, if you're ready to buy a car, why wouldn't you go to TrueCar.com? Negotiation-free guaranteed savings, a hassle-free experience, and a TrueCar certified dealer that is committed to a new and better way to buy a car. Come on, save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's American Idol After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's American Idol After Show.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. Stephanie Georgie here for 80s week of American Idol with my lovely host.
I'm Jason Eichler.
Hey everyone, I'm Violet Kanyan.
Hi, Chris Tronson, the guest.
Yay! So, Chris, tell us a little bit about yourself before we begin.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been covering American Idol now, I think, for five seasons. I've been doing it for Front Row Features, Pacific Rim Video, and now we have a show on LA 18. Lovely. So I love it.
Yay. Wonderful. Thank you for
and I've been watching since Kelly. Totally a Kelly fan.
Praise Kelly.
Okay. Kelly Clarkson's the greatest that ever walks the show.
Jason's soul brother.
I know. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Okay, sounds good. So we're going to go ahead and start with a little bit of last week. As we all know, Sam Wolf was the one that was eliminated to our surprise, but also saved. Yes. Marissa, go ahead and play the clip, please.
Steffi, do you talk to Sam right
after?
Right,
which I'm so stoked. You're going to see.
Steffi Georgie here with Sam Wolf. I won't say the crush thing again because you already heard it. Okay. Actually, just one question. If you had a message to send to all your fans, your girlfriends, your true fans, the ones that are standing by you, what would that be?
Yes, that would be that I love you guys and I appreciate all of your support. And yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
One last question, sorry. Do you feel as if you've grown throughout this experience, and not so much as a musician, but as a person yourself?
Yeah, I feel like I've just, like, gained a lot of confidence just overall with everything, not just, like, when I'm on stage, but just, like, when I'm off stage and during interviews. I'm just trying to – now that I have another chance, I know what to do, I think, and I'm just going to kill it, I think.
So you were super stoked then tonight for your save?
Yeah, I was – I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I'm really happy to be here again, but I feel like I don't know what just happened.
You'll do great. We all believe in you. If we can take a look at the camera and just on the count of three say buzz you later.
All right.
Okay, one, two, three.
Buzz you later.
Sam was so cute. When initially I spoke to him, I let him know that I had a crush on him, and he was like really surprised.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Like, it's just a joke. Don't worry.
He's but like, where's my mom?
Right, exactly.
Pedophile.
That's so funny.
Boy.
So that's what we felt, or that's what happened last week. And this week we had David Cook, season seven's finale winner, as their mentor, and the first person to go today was Gina Irene with I Love Rock and Roll. Mm.
I love Gina Irene.
Obsessed.
Loved it. She's freaking amazing.
I don't think they said, I think the judges said something like, oh, there was, it felt a little boring in the middle. And I'm like, you don't have to wail the whole song. Like, there's a build up, and she started on the piano, which I thought was cool, and then, like, built up to the end.
You know what's funny? I just looked down on my notes. I actually wrote that she kind of lost me in the middle.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. I think maybe, I don't know, she was going in and out. You know how I've been saying for a couple of weeks, I've been saying that her voice kind of goes in and out for me. Maybe, again, it is the mic, or maybe it was the sound. I don't know. But once she hit the chorus, it was freaking amazing.
I heard.
But the beginning was awesome, too.
No, I heard the exact same thing.
Yeah.
But the beginning did sound good. I don't know if it's because, but she also lost her breath. And there was a one part towards the end where she had a look and she took a big breath and then she made up for it in the end. But that definitely happened. She didn't have the breast support that she probably needed. Ah.
A little fun fact. She told us in our interview, she actually met Joan Jett's, what do you call it? Joan Jett's like booking manager, publicist, tour manager. Mm-hmm. And so her goal is now to meet Joan Jett.
Nice.
So that's her goal. I heard that version before Britney. That's what she told me.
Oh,
too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. That's insane because I only knew the Britney version.
I only know the Britney too. One too.
But she heard that one. No, I thought it was, I have rose colored glasses for her. So I love her. So I kind of overlook like the little things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think for me too, it's like if somebody's coming out strong every week and then have a bad week, I'm just not the kind of person that's like, oh, she like nitpick. I'm like, okay, I know she can do it. She just didn't do the best
exactly.
tonight.
Right.
Which
no,
is great. Totally. Yeah.
Or a poor song choice.
Yeah. Like last week, her Adele, I was just like, she did it. So she tonight, I feel like she did it again. So I think I think American Idol is all about starting kind of low and then growing. And she's definitely one of those people that I feel like is growing. And that's kind of what Idol's about.
Mm-hmm. And I think too, to like sing a song like that, that's so well known. Like nobody would ever think like, let me play I Love Rock and Roll on the piano.
Right. Yeah. Like, that was cool.
And she told me too, that she's going to do piano if she makes it.
Yes. Next she told us that too. Yeah.
By Radiohead.
Ooh, that'd be awesome.
Nice. That'd be incredible. Yeah. I was a little bit nervous too, but I'm happy that even Dave Cook said that that he started digging it, and so did I, because I thought it was an awesome transition.
Yeah.
All right, so then next we have Dexter Roberts, and he's saying Keep Your Hands to Yourself, and we thought it was...
That's your song to Sam.
I know. Yeah, that's his song for me.
Oh.
Kidding. Oh,
I think he's like 17. Yeah, this is illegal, kids.
I know, but when he's 18...
We talk about this every week. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is soon.
I loved... Violet and I both loved that. Dave Cook had mentioned... do you know the words? Because like I know the words, but I don't exactly hear them. Which
right.
is something that has been repeated by the judges and most of us, saying that sometimes you can't hear what he's saying. However... I thought that he sounded fantastic. I actually loved the song.
I thought the beginning, he did it again. And I finally realized why we can't understand him. It's because he's nasally. He's super duper nasally. And he goes so, like, there in his, where he sings from, that you can't understand anything he's saying. But then once he hit the chorus the first time and then he went to the second verse, it was so much better. We heard every single word. So I don't know if he made that transition himself, if he realized what he's doing, but it got better.
I guess for me too, I'm at that point now. I mean, I know all of them can sing. That's obviously over there. So I start to think like Idol really needs like a superstar to win again. It's been kind of it's been a while, you know, since somebody's really won and taken off. And I just feel like, I don't know what it's going to take from Dexter, but it's like, I think he's a great musician with an amazing voice, a super nice guy. He knows how to storytell. And I think that's why he'll do well in country. But it's just like, I don't know what it's going to take besides throwing things on the ground.
I know, I'm a little angry.
I don't know what it's going to take for me to be like picturing him, you know, opening the Country Music Awards. I just don't see it. Mm-hmm. So
I feel the same
totally
way. And I think especially like he has no diction when he sings. His phrases
I never
fall
understand
off
him
at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot. Like he'll go to sing like a sentence and you don't understand the second half of
right.
it.
Right.
And he's a really nice guy, but that's not going to sell out Staples.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Country Staples. Artists right now go to Staples and they sell it out two nights in a row. And
they do.
I don't think he can captivate an audience like that.
Right.
No.
Which is unfortunate. And it's funny because the beginning of that song, you really couldn't hear him.
No.
And
since I already
saying.
Didn't know
well,
the song, I was like, I really
right.
don't know
It's good
now.
Though that it was a good beat, because at the end of the day, like the voice that you heard was nice.
Ish. But to give him some props, he did throw a lot more personality into this performance than we've seen in a very long time. So he did like a little Keep Your Hands to Yourself thing. I thought that was super cute. And he was like pointing to the camera and things like that. So I enjoyed that.
His personality is great.
Yeah.
And someone's really shy personality Aww. Is Alex Preston and Sam Wolf. They did an absolute wonderful duet. I thought it was amazing. And they sounded fantastic together.
That
I'm sorry,
duet
I thought
was,
about One Direction because I was like, wow, they should be a group. Okay.
That duet was adorable. And their voices sound so good together. Mm. And I think I liked what J-Lo said, that the duets are helping them kind of open up on stage because you're with your friend up there.
Yeah.
So they seem more comfortable.
And those friends.
And last week, when I had interviewed Caleb, he said that the three of them jam together all the time.
Yeah.
So I understand that that would have felt more comfortable. And sorry for interrupting. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that, actually. Like, Alex and in our interviews, Alex and Sam always say that they're really, really close. They actually, last week in our interview, did a version of Let Her Go by Passenger. Just they just are so comfortable. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that American Idol kind of captivated caught that, it and said, let's put them together. Because I feel like, you know, they could have been like, oh, we're not going to do that. But it was so smart because I think both of them already have this chemistry by being friends and performing. And so when you saw it on stage, it's like, okay, this
you
is really cool.
Jamming, yeah. Which is funny because it would be different if we, I know that if you, it was just like the four of us and they were sitting on the couch and jamming, they would sound probably incredible. Maybe not how they would sound on stage, but they would sound amazing. So I think that it was helpful and you saw that when they were performing.
I don't know, maybe they should come to the studio and perform for us and then we can judge from
them. I'm saying.
We'll talk to them.
Yes.
I think with Sam too, it's cool because his connecting is what everybody always says he doesn't connect. But when you forget that he is a freaking insane singer,
he is so talented.
Like the things he was doing in that song, I'm like, oh my God.
It was literally, I wrote vocal perfection.
Yeah.
It's just,
he's incredible vocally. And I think sometimes the best thing that I do sometimes with him is not watch the performance, but listen. And you listen and you're just like, there's no flaws in the vocal. Absolutely. I think it's just if he's able to figure out how he's going to kind of step out.
Yeah. I wonder if you watch him now, not like if somebody that hasn't watched Idol watch now and didn't know he had a problem connecting because he's gotten so much better.
Right.
If they'd even think it was an issue.
Right.
Because I feel like now when I watch him sing, I'm like, is he going to connect?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my thought too.
But I think also he's so young, so he probably doesn't have, you know, you have to sing an 80s song. He wasn't even born in the 80s and you have to learn how to connect. But I do think it was smart to perform with Alex because everything you guys have said is so right. He seemed so much more comfortable. Alex seemed comfortable and it was just like they were jamming and almost forgot they were on the show.
Yeah.
And that's why it was so much better because there was no nerves involved and they kind of had their buddy on stage.
They looked relaxed.
Mm-hmm. And they weren't getting judged.
And it kind of felt like it was like, instead of contestants, they almost felt like they were like the guest performing.
Yeah.
It felt like a performance. I liked it.
That's cute.
Oh, I loved it. So yeah, the baby was next. Malia Watson. She did Through the Fire by Chaka Khan.
It's crazy.
I loved it.
Yeah, but what?
She gave me chills.
We were talking. What's going on? She like came backstage and was like,
"Oh, please tell us what you guys."
She just
saw.
Seemed like really shooken up, and
I
don't know what the issue was. I felt really bad for her. I don't know.
She was it like sad shooken up or maybe?
Sad, but
very sad. Like tears.
She's so young and like so much pressure on those kids. So probably even like just an okay critique will like break you at that point.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what it was, but.
I know. You know what's so funny? And I hate to say this. I don't know if she either got bad news. And then for a second, I thought, what if she was speaking to her parents and like maybe her dad got mad about something? I don't know. Because I'm trying to think about someone like Malia, what would make her cry? Because I don't think even her. Like, obviously, they wouldn't tell her that she was being eliminated or anything like that.
Right.
So I don't think something like a critique, which they've been giving her the entire
time. Right, and it was a pretty good critique, too.
It has to have been something personal.
Right,
she looks
that's
like someone where she's only, tears are only going to come out of her eyes if she cares.
Yeah.
Right.
I know you asked her, right? I asked her, too, like, before we started the interview, because she, I mean, as you guys know, like, even seeing it on the show, like, she comes back bouncy and happy, and when she came back, she just, like, walks with her head down, I was just like, is everything okay? And she kind of just shook it, and I was like, do you not want to do this interview? She's like, no, I'll be fine. And then when the interview started, she went back to herself, but, you know, when we ended, I was like, do you want to talk? Is there anything going on? And she didn't want to talk, so I wonder. Aww. We have to get down to this
having
mystery.
Some technical difficulties with that sound. Not sure what it is. I don't know though. I thought her performance tonight, the one thing I don't like about Idol is when they do theme weeks, it dates everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see Malia do a top 40 hit. I don't want to see her do an Aretha song. I don't want to see her do a Chaka Khan song. I want to see her do like a Rihanna song.
Yes.
Or a
Bruno Mars song.
Again, like something young and fun because she has so much energy and I feel like it's getting sucked up in all these old songs.
Yeah.
And I think what's hard for her is that's what she grew up on. But the thing is, being 17, it's kind of like what Candace got. I mean, we forget Candace is 21, you know, the winner of last season. We think she's like 41.
Oh,
yeah.
She's so young. But it was because she performed these old songs. Now what Malia could do is, yes, her dad, you know, played these sort of songs. She told me that she told me that Chaka Khan is something that she grew up on, but if she can make it like young and fun, and I see that all the time on like YouTube and Vine, these singers will sing these songs
that's how she became Vine famous. She did, I think it was like Ray Charles or you know, one of the classics, yeah. But she kind of funked it up a bit and people loved that version.
Right.
So it's like, if she's going to do Chaka Khan, we all love Chaka. Chaka's a queen, but you're 17, like go out there and like do something, an arrangement, like, yeah, or top 40. I would love to see her. I mean, she couldn't do it this week, but I mean, you know, I'd love to see her do something.
It would be amazing. Or I would love to see her do that also. Next, that what I thought was amazing was Gina and Caleb. They were incredible. And they both said that they have a good chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
So Gina looks at Caleb as her big brother, and Caleb looks at Gina as her little brother. And you saw that on
little
stage.
Little sister.
Excuse me. Little sister. But you saw that on stage because even with their looks, like, Caleb had a ridiculous smile on his face.
Yeah. They're both, like, the best vocalist. I don't know though, Sam's mm-hmm. really good too, but like Wailers in the competition. And I said this last week, but Gina, the way she performs reminds me of Kelly Clarkson, how she owns that stage and kind of can just duet with anybody. Right. And like, you want to watch Gina on stage because she's having so much fun.
Mm-hmm. I thought that Gina did better in this performance than she did in her solo performance in the beginning.
I always think she looks like Tori Kelly, who is a former Idol contestant.
Oh, a little bit. I see that.
I thought the duet was cool, and I think the thing that is really showing through on these duets is, like, these people genuinely like each other. And I know, like, Ryan is always trying to kind of get, like, hey, you guys are competing. Like, how do you stay friends? And they're like, no, we really are. And I think it's refreshing to know they really are, because they couldn't fake chemistry like they did tonight. And and seeing Gina and Caleb, like, absolutely. You can't fake that. You would
really
have to be, like, you know,
that's
Oscar winning.
Such a fake that. Yeah. And again, like I said, those smiles were so genuine. And just even their movement, like, back and forth, it was very relaxed. And they're like, oh, we got this.
Yeah.
It was almost like they were confident smiles.
I'm so glad they put them together, because just a couple of weeks ago they were saying how, oh, you want to do a duet? Who would you want to do it with? Or someone said something about Gina and Caleb doing a duet. So I'm glad they quickly got to it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Put them together.
So it's good to see Gina do it well, and we're not the only ones that think that. So this next clip that I want to show you all is an interview that I did with Keith Urban, which was, to my surprise, I didn't know, so you're going to see me super stoked about that. But he has similar words about that. If we can show the people.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. Stephanie Georgie here with, what do you think?
That's
Keith Urban.
Isn't
it? Excellent. So we have one question for you, and that would be, who would you say out of our American Idol contestants is the most improved in your eyes?
Gosh, I think Gina's pretty high on the list as far as her performing ability. That's what I've watched every week, watched her get more and more comfortable as a performer. But I also thought Sam did great last night, the best performance he'd done, which is why it was easy for me to save him tonight.
Lovely. Mm. Oh, and we're all happy that you did.
Thank you.
Okay, so if we can take a look at the camera and just say buzz you later on the count of three. Buzz you later.
Oh, okay.
One, two, three. Buzz you later. Thank you so much. It was lovely meeting you.
He's like the coolest guy ever.
He's
love
so
him
sweet.
As a person.
And he made fun of the camera. Did you hear him? He's like, that's a fancy rig you got there, because it was not as nice as everyone else's. And I was like, oh, man, Keith Urban just clowned on us.
Ouch.
That is awesome.
That's funny.
No, very.
And
handsome.
I agree with him about the Gina statement. Like, she has become so improved. Like, I think she was kind of always in the middle path. And then now lately she's like, you're going to know I'm here.
Killing it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was excited to hear what he was going to say, because I know that it was really, like, random and last minute, but no, I agree. And I'm happy that he mentioned Sam, considering that they did save him. So that was cool. Next was probably one of my favorite performances of hers was Jessica Mewes.
Yay.
She belongs in the 80s. I don't know why she doesn't come off that way in her other performances.
Really? Yeah.
Well, Violet said that she wanted, you were saying that she was, like,
I don't think she has great stage presence.
Yeah, that's what that was.
I honestly think her voice is perfect. I'm like love. I have to say I love her voice more than I like Gina's. I'm like obsessed with Jessica right now. And I know in the beginning I liked her, and then I went back and I'm going forward. But I love her. Like, her voice just does something for me. I don't know what it is, and I feel like every note she sings is perfect. But that's just like to my non-trained ears. So I don't know how much that weighs.
Yeah. Well, it weighs a lot, because there's all the fans who
right, as an audience.
I thought vocally tonight she was insane, and I think especially these last couple weeks she's nailing it vocally. I wanted her to, like, she was singing a Blondie song. I wanted her to just let loose on stage, and she felt very, like, put together and like singing Blondie very properly, but her voice sounded insane. If I was just listening to it, I'd be like,
you think she was getting into it, but
I want her to like headbang, and like she needs to watch Miranda Lambert on stage.
She's just like, she's a professional going to work. Like, I don't know if she chooses the outfit or wardrobe's like, okay, this is what you're wearing. She needs to loosen it up a little. Like, I wish she was in a studded tank top with jeans.
Well, you said wardrobe is kind of off this season.
Seriously.
But her, like, her outfit did not go with what she was singing at all.
Not at all. Elaborate your sigh.
Yeah, you need to dress like Demi Lovato.
My sigh is that she's such an incredible vocalist, and I know you probably interviewed her last week. I know you have an interview. Mm-hmm. She is like the coolest chick. I want to hang out with her. She's so much fun. She has so much personality, and I don't know why she can't get it across on stage. Because I think, like you said about her being an 80s chick, I mean, she's done Blondie. She's done,
Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, Stevie Nicks. Thank you. And she's like, those are like the powerful women that I look, you know, I'm a guy, but I look up to those women. I'm like, they're kick butt women.
They are.
And so it's like, she's a kick butt woman. But I feel like if Stevie Nicks did that tonight, Stevie Nicks would have been like whipping her hair. She would have thrown the mic. And so I'm like, Jess, you have the look. You're beautiful. You have the voice. You can sing. Just go next week and freak us all out and start throwing things and breaking things and going crazy, because your voice, that's what we hear, but we don't see. And I think if she keeps coming out like standing there bored, and that's not her personality backstage. So I don't know. I wish somebody would just sit down with her and be like, I want you to go 200%, 500%.
They need Adam Lambert to come back now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just like, because I feel like they were all a little too green when they first had him, and just like get their performances just a little bit more turned up. Because they all, I feel like everybody could use, and they're exhausted, obviously, but everybody could use just a little bit more energy and some energy.
We can always use some Lambert every minute of every day.
I think she did great. I think she's also focused on what everyone else is saying about her otherwise. Because, first of all, I kind of feel like she had a crush on Dave Cook because she was googly-eyed during the...
She told me, she said a little bit on the show, too, but... She met him backstage, like, at his concert a while ago, and she's like, what I like the most is that he treated me the same when I met him backstage as a fan as he did when I was on Idol.
Yeah,
and
that's
working
cool.
together, which is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if she'll be able to loosen up. I almost feel like her personality is great, but she kind of seems like someone who just... She's like, no, I don't want to move that way.
You said it perfectly when we were watching the show. She has no swag.
She,
you know, she can't like,
but not in a good way. She doesn't have a stage swag because how are you gonna? How do you walk around like, you know, be so stiff and then have your voice come out?
Right,
because her voice was incredible. If she was in the 80s, she would have killed it. She would have been like those other women.
And it's like when you watch like Hayley Williams of Paramore perform, it's like you're a strong woman heading this band. And so if she decides to like head a band, or even if she goes solo, she's going to have a band behind her. Mm-hmm. And it's like you have to command that. But if you're just standing there performing and your drummer's going all out, you're going to look like you're backing up for them.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's so hard. It's like I think, unfortunately, if she doesn't figure out how to really have that stage presence, she's going to go. Because
is the voice enough?
It usually doesn't work out that
way.
And
I think that's why Gina, I think, is so captivating to me, too, because her stage presence has gotten so good.
She, like, you know, like, pumps it. She she's on the beat.
Come on.
No,
it was so cute. She's so cute.
She is.
I love her.
Who I love is my boo, Sam Wolf, After Time.
Yes.
I was so surprised.
I'm so glad he
didn't come.
What do
you guys think about the song choice? I mean, he did incredible, but just in general.
The greatest 80s song of ever, so I was so happy. Romy and Michelle's High School Musical, like, how can you not like that song? That's when I first heard it. I didn't even know who it was when I first heard it, but I'm so glad that he did that song, and I'm so glad he did the arrangement, and I loved it.
I like, too, that his biggest thing is, like, you can't connect to people, like, connect people in the audience. So he goes and he sings in the audience, like, takes literally. Right? And I'm like, that's so adorable.
He's so
like,
cute. Violet started laughing right now because we were, I actually, if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see the video of us watching Sam. Because we started, and my first comment is, these girls, and she didn't write anything.
I'm literally looking down while you were talking. I'm trying to find my notes for him, and I realized there's nothing there.
Yeah, and usually we kick back, we relax, we put our feet up, and we watch our feet up, and we watch the show. But this time we literally
we threw our feet down. We're just like, oh my God, like, into the
and
TV.
I was getting jealous of all the little girls around.
I know.
Which I have to say, I was also jealous of the girl on Harry.
Okay, I just want to say, somebody... Oh, we just lost a light or something. Sorry. Somebody needs to call, like, that girl's parents because she's going to get the cops called on him. I'm like, you can't just put a child on top of your shoulders
like
that.
I was, like, lost yeah. it waiting to happen.
Yeah. I think with Sam, too, he said that the producers told him
to look in the camera.
That's what he told him, too. I felt really bad for him.
No, and during the training time, he said, you have cameras all around you that are going to be focused right here, so don't be afraid to use it. So that's the one thing that he was doing. Yeah. He's like, oh, I'm working the camera.
And he did it so well. I loved it.
But he always sounds so freaking good.
His voice.
I think the thing that every other contestant needs to worry about is historically in Idol, besides the, you know, the years that women won, but historically in Idol, especially like for those years back to back, the cute boy always wins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's mostly young girls voting or older women voting, and they always like the cute boy. That's how Chris Allen beat Adam Lambert. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how you had the Lita Wise, and then you had the Scotty McCleary, and then you had the Phillip Phillips back to back. It was because these girls love that. So these girls are much more willing to spend their, like, you know, Wednesday nights voting, and, you know, a 25-year-old guy isn't. So... Mm-hmm. Sam's starting to fix all the kind of flaws and getting it there. So everybody else better watch out because he has that cute boy factor. And if he's getting his performance down, his voice is already there. It's going to be one of those things that he just sweeps. And there's nothing somebody can do when people have that momentum at the end.
Sam is actually the one contestant that everyone has repeatedly say that your vocals are perfect. You always have it right on point. I loved that Jennifer Lopez said that he blushed at himself.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh my god, I have feelings. Or what did you say? Or I felt,
like,
it.
I felt so something.
Sweet. Oh my god, I'm getting feelings. Yeah, that's what she said. It was so cute. I loved it. It was really good. Another cute performance was by CJ Malaya. What did you guys think about that?
I think CJ's so under pitch or over pitch or not on pitch, whatever he is all the time, that it's like, I felt so bad for Malaya because I'm like, he is taking this down. And what did Harry say? I felt like I'm at like a local theater or something because it just felt so karaoke. And yeah, he's having fun up there, but this is American Idol. Like, you have to step up your game or go home.
It's hard because I think Malaya is too good of a vocalist and a performer, you know, to have paired up with him. And I think his biggest problem is he's harder on himself than anybody else, any of the other contestants. And it's like, you're not going to win that way. Like, beating yourself up is not going to make you a better singer. So especially with these duets where you're not being judged, just go up there and have a good time. Mm-hmm. You did something right to get it to the, you know, to the top.
What worries me though is I don't know if he can tell when he's off.
He must not be.
Because, I mean, he's off a lot, especially in the duets.
He always gets off the stage in like, the post-interview, says, I was great. That was so much fun.
You're like, oh. And he's such a nice guy, but he doesn't win.
He's the nicest guy ever,
Well, it's kind of playing to his favor a little, but...
Yeah.
Especially with J-Lo, because she keeps repping him hard.
She loves him. That's what we talked about in our interview. She is going to start the CJ Harris fan club. She really is. She's going to make people, like, mail it in. She's going to show up to his concerts because she loves him. And it's not bad having J-Lo on your side.
It's
going to get to a point one week that J-Lo is just going to be like, look, like, me liking you as a person isn't going to be enough.
Exactly.
Like,
well said. So the next is, I have to say, is my favorite, and I was listening to his original all week, and I was texting you about it, and I made Jason listen to it while we were driving, like, parallel. I was like, listen!
Oh my gosh.
Hashtag Ali, Alex Preston. He sang Every Breath You Take. I thought it was incredible. It was definitely a different rendition of it.
I liked it until who was talking about, like, being an entertainer?
Harry.
Yeah.
And then I didn't like it. Like, I really liked it up until that point, and then I'm like, like, come on, pump me up.
And I think backstage in the press room, that was, like, the most divided, because when we were all sitting at the table talking about it, that was, like, the most divided performance. People were either like, oh my god, I loved it, or people were like, so.
I think it's because of the song choice, though. Some people just are so used to hearing that song being done a very specific way. That's why it's going to be a hit or miss. There's not going to be any happy medium.
But with Alex, I don't know if, I mean, any song he chooses, I feel like it ends up being the same rhythm or like the same melody almost. That, I mean, I know he changes up the song, and I wrote that he's just beautiful. The voice is amazing. Mm-hmm. But is that like enough? It's
hard because last week I'm like, so I don't care what he does if they all sound the same because it sounds so good.
Right, we keep going back and forth.
This week I'm like, okay, surprise me.
Right. It's like, oh, you're going to do another stand there. Da-na-na-na-na. We get it. Well, you can do it.
He got an incredible audience response, though.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
He
sounds amazing.
Yeah. But let's be real. The audience always just cheers and screams and is happy. I think, you know, when he talks about his, like... they do.
I know,
somebody's telling them to do that.
Yeah, it's like, it could be the worst, or like, boo. But I mean, we were talking about the Ed Sheeran song. He likes the new Ed Sheeran song, and he looks up to like a Jason Mraz and stuff. And the thing about those guys is, even though they do like the guitar, even though they're very calm, even though some of their songs may seem similar, there's something about them that are, the reason they sell millions of albums is because there's something there. And I think what Alex needs to do is realize, like, he can be in that realm, but he has to have something that makes Alex different than everybody else, because a John Mayer song doesn't sound like a Jason Mraz song, even though it's the same kind of stuff. So if he can figure out, like, this is what's going to make me different, this is what's going to make me stand out as an artist, and then put that in the song, he could have done what he did tonight. He just needed to make it a little bit different. And it's like, I'm afraid he's going to go home because there's nothing that stands out about him, and he's a good musician.
I think that maybe that's his only flaw, though, because, again, like I said, his original Fairy Tales, when you listen to it, it sounds incredible. I literally had this on replay, but maybe just because he's trying to put his style of music in other songs, that's what's not working in his favor. Whereas if he was able to do just music the way he wanted to, when he gets to Will and when he gets to sound the way he wants to, it sounds better. I can't stand it when they say that he doesn't. Okay, I'm being biased.
But you know what, though? She's, that's part of being up on one of these shows, because if you look at anybody that's been successful, like Carrie Underwood made the Heart song her own.
Yes. That,
Jordan
you'll
Sparks
remember that
made
years
that,
later.
What's that one musical theater song she did?
Oh.
Never Walk Alone. Yeah. She made that a Jordan Sparks song. Mm-hmm. And if you can't do that, then you don't deserve to win the show.
Yeah, I mean, freaking Kelly, I still remember Kelly Clarkson.
Okay, good. I just bring her up all the time.
Still remember her doing, she did Respect, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And it's
that's the one I always remember.
Yeah.
Always.
And I mean, like, she made Aretha Franklin her own. That is like almost impossible to do. So, and of course, Carrie Underwood's Heart. We always remember that performance. So these artists are, and then you remember, at least for me, like Phillip Phillips doing Home on the last week of the stuff. And you have to have those kind of moments. And so far, I feel like Alex hasn't had that moment. And it's sometimes difficult being good all the time. You have to be great one week,
right?
Or you have to start low and then go up, because if you're just good every week, you don't have a memorable moment.
Yeah. But if you look at somebody like Gina, Gina is growing in the show and doing amazing every week. But every week we don't know what she's going to do.
Right.
I have no idea.
I think
she's the only one that has that.
Yeah,
I
think that's why she's a front runner right now, because you don't know what she's going to do and you're so
and
excited to watch her.
That,
I feel like, I want to say one more thing about Alex. I feel like he has like a template that he puts into every single song rather than taking that song
and
making it. Doing something new. He just does the same template for every song, and it's probably his Alex thing, but it's just not working on this format. Sorry, Seth.
We love
him
too.
Real quick, though, I have to say that because of that Kelly Clarkson song, I sang that in middle school, and I did it just like her.
Wait, let's hear it.
Psych.
She said nope.
But I did, so that's so funny that you
said
it, because that's the one that I remember also.
Oh, yeah, you always remember that for sure.
Yeah, I have the first season of Idol on DVD if anyone wants to come over and
watch
it. That's amazing.
God. But the production value of season one was embarrassing.
Oh, that is awful.
Embarrassing.
Ghetto Idol.
Yeah. And can we talk about what's his face? I don't even remember his full
name.
Brian
Dunkelman.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Just remember William
Hine. He asked to come off the show.
That's true.
So.
It's his bad. But follow him on Twitter. He is so funny, because if anybody makes a joke about him, he'll literally like react to it. And he's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
He's actually
so
funny. I just feel bad
now.
For him. Yeah.
I thought
that does suck.
The most I saw Jessica loose up this tonight was Jessica and Dexter, their performance.
Do you know what? I couldn't take this performance seriously because
it was the both of them singing.
Well, do you remember when Nick and Jessica had the Variety Hour?
Yes.
And Jessica Simpson sang this song dressed up like Dolly Parton, and that's all I could think about the whole time.
She even said it in our interview, she's like, my Dolly Parton dress.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And so it was just too corny. I mean, they both sounded really good.
They did. You're right. It was corny, because I kept thinking about what's the show back in the day that all the couple were. The brother and sister, Marie and something.
Oh, the Osmonds, yeah.
Yes, that's what reminded me of, just standing up there in the Brady Bunch. And I was like, oh, geez.
Smiling. But she's so pretty.
She's pretty. But I just want her to be like a rocker chick. I want her to go hard.
I want her
like,
to be Miranda Lambert.
Yes, that's exactly. Like, she's rock and she's country and she needs to embrace that. I want her to be Gretchen Wilson.
I wonder if, like, she should get drunk before she goes on stage.
Or, like, Amy Lee from Evanescence. Yeah. Something. Like, I love powerful. And Alanis Morissette from the 90s. If she could do that, I would be everything. Somebody that's, like, angry, attitude, go crazy.
She needs to break something.
Right? I hope somebody, like, does her wrong. Well, she did well when she did the original about
she
her
did.
Ex.
Yes. Yeah.
And that was like a highlight for me. And even though, you know, I didn't know that song because obviously it's her own, mm-hmm. I felt like, oh yeah, I've heard that song a million times because there was something behind it. So absolutely. These songs, she doesn't have anything behind.
And it falls back to that. I think it's just that some of the artists or these contestants need to figure out how to connect to the songs better. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they're
because
all
that's
so
why
young.
They're not delivering it the way that maybe we want to or we're expecting to.
Yeah. But in their defense, I mean, American Idol needs to get their catalog to the 2014s because we're having these kids sing these songs that, you know, we're all older
now
than them and I don't even know these songs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, now it's just, it's like over exaggerated.
Well, I thought they were doing really good. Like on
this season was good.
You're going
though.
Home. Your back hurts. Like the most basic weeks ever, right. And then they're like 80s week.
80s.
No, but you're right. I have to give Idol credit. This season I feel has been the best season, letting them choose songs. It's been the most lenient because the past seasons it's been like Beatles week,
selective.
And even though Beatles are epic, you're asking kids that don't know Beatles to sing Beatles. But I feel like this season they have got a lot. You're right. Like, you know, home and da da da. This was like the first real like theme where they didn't have much flexibility.
I hope it's not downhill from here.
I know.
Yeah. Right? Like 40s week, I'm gonna, 20s week,
if they
the rolling
70s,
20s.
I'm changing the channel.
Okay, so next was CJ Harris singing Free Fallen. I thought he did good.
I liked the way David Cook arranged the song. I thought that was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
The vocals just aren't there. And he, like,
his soft
if some,
sound
if you didn't know
time,
CJ
though.
And you turned into American Idol tonight, you would be like, why the hell is that guy on American Idol? Like, it's, I mean, he's a really nice guy, but he cannot sing.
At least he wasn't straining this week.
I mean, he wasn't straining, but he was still.
Right, exactly.
He's still consistently pitchy. Mm.
See, I don't know. I felt last week he did really well.
Yeah.
I feel like last week, and then I think this week, like, I didn't even remember the performance. I don't even remember the performance. I was just there, and I don't even remember the performance. That's bad.
I think he might be in danger.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So are they sending two people home or one people? One
that's what I was
trying
to figure out.
Because in the past, they sent two home when they did the save. But now I don't know.
Oh, maybe just to catch up.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Mm.
But I think CJ was going to get sent home, and I don't want him to, but I mean...
If it's two, CJ and who do you think?
Let's keep that for prediction.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay.
Well,
the next one, I'm happy to say that I loved it. And because it was a ballad and he finally showed us something a little bit different, but he didn't get to steer so far away from
rock,
his style.
Yeah, you know what? I liked it. It wasn't shocking at all.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it was good and it was different enough that I was like, oh, I want to watch this.
Yeah.
I do think it's really unfair that he gets fireworks and nobody else does.
Right? And he's always last.
I mean, yeah, it's like the fourth week in a row he's last.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was epic, though. I mean, you can't take anything away from it. I even thought of him as like a, you know, I asked him what 80s band he wants to head. He said Whitesnake without even thinking. And I felt like it was... almost like watching the VMAs and they save like Madonna for the last or something. Like it really felt like with the fireworks and the lighting, it was his genre and his hair and everything. And I just felt of all the performances tonight, this one was the one that just like really connected. So I think he'll be safe. I just think that, besides this week, maybe the week he did, which the really famous rock band, but other than that week, I just,
this one was,
he's very predictable.
I'm not.
Yeah, he slowed it down finally, and he gave us a little bit of a buildup, but it's still not shocking. It's not surprising. It's not like, wow, let's stop what we're doing and listen. Again, I'm going to compare it to Adam Lambert doing Mad World.
Mm-hmm.
That was completely and utterly
performance of my life.
Stop what you're doing and pay attention. And Caleb still has not had that. Either he's up here and he stays up here, or it's just boring.
One, I think, too, is he's a really good cover artist.
Yeah.
He's not, even like how Gina approached the song, she made I Love Rock and Roll a Gina song.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he's not doing anything that different to that. He's singing the songs and he's singing them really good, but he's doing nothing original.
Right, exactly. I wish he like completely stripped it.
Because even after tonight, I'd still rather watch Lea Michele sing it.
Oh boy. Glee. Well, that's another story.
Anyone else?
Yeah.
You're back.
Just me.
That's all you. That's all you. No, I do feel though, I feel like though of all his performances, this was probably the best.
Yeah, I agree.
It was the most different, I guess, but still not different enough for me personally.
Yeah.
Well, it was my favorite hands down of his performances.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think these guys, you know, hopefully they've watched the seasons before. I mean, I think that's why going back to, I'm going to become the new Kelly fan or the, but the same with,
no, it's okay.
The same with, Carrie Underwood. I think what that was so good is like, you didn't know Carrie Underwood or Kelly Clarkson were going to win like the fifth week. Mm-hmm. And then it was kind of like they just snuck in there and went up. And
Kelly
so the problem,
stuff like that there and made it relevant.
Yeah. And right. So I feel like with Caleb, like if you're always kind of like this and you're not bringing something new,
yeah.
Like people kind of tune out. Like that's when exactly. People go to the bathroom. Yeah. That's when people cook popcorn.
That's what I did.
And they're not going to vote.
I tune out.
Speaking of tuning out, all of you, I hope, are tuning in. And if you're there, what's up, everybody? And also, even though this is towards the end, don't forget to rate us on iTunes and comment on YouTube because we love you guys. I love you guys. They love you guys.
We do.
We do.
We love the hate and the love.
Anyway, mostly hate? The
oh,
love.
No. Oh,
mostly
we get a little bit of hate.
We get a little, well, he get a little bit of hate.
It's all right. It's all right, though.
All right, so we have some news and gossip.
We're having technical difficulties with the news and gossip, but if you go on to AfterBuzzTV.com tomorrow, I asked all the contestants what the last thing they Googled was, and it's really funny. I will say Sam Wolf Googled J-Lo's age.
Oh my
he
god!
Said, so I'm like cute. Last thing you go. He's like Jennifer Lopez's age.
Oh my gosh!
That's so cute.
That is adorable.
You can see the rest online tomorrow.
All right,
that is flipping adorable.
So as far as predictions go,
do we do our favorites?
Top two, bottom two.
All right. All right.
Top two, bottom two sounds fantastic.
Oh my god! Okay. I'm like, I hope they don't watch this because next week will be so awkward. But right. I think bottom two is going to be CJ and Dexter, and I think top two is going to be Sam. And
you want to go ahead, say it.
I want it to be Sam and Malia, but I don't think it is. I think it's going to be Sam and Caleb, and I don't agree with that. But I think that's what it's going to be because that's how America's going to vote. But in my choice, I'd throw Malia instead of
right.
Caleb.
Top two, I'm going to say Gina and Jessica. Hmm. And bottom two, I'm going to actually agree with you. Dexter
yay.
And CJ.
Besties.
Hello.
Okay, top two. Top two is Gina and Sam. Bottom two, I don't want to say this, but I'm afraid because Malia was in the bottom three last week, right? Mm. I'm afraid it might be Malia and CJ, but it doesn't deserve to be. I'm going to say it should be CJ and Dexter, but it might be Malia and CJ.
I can't have Malia go home.
No, I don't. She's not going home at all, but. She might be in the bottom.
Oh, boy.
Well, we're all in agreement with bottom two. Just, I mean, I think...
Based on
right.
the performance.
Not that they're... And I love them both.
Yeah.
And then top two, Alex Preston and
shocking.
No, I think...
Shocking.
And I,
no
like
bias.
You said, though, all
no,
the,
I'm just kidding.
It's, no, but
it's okay.
I love
I pick
them.
Gina every time.
And, this is, and they're... You know, like, Alex is actually someone that I've been listening to outside of
that's
this...
That's
After Buzz. And
that's a big
that's
thing.
What, it, that is a big thing. If and, you know, especially, like, to be motivated. Like, when I was writing, it was... I did it for
right.
inspiration. So, I think that says a lot. Also, they... Also, the girls, you guys even say it. Who
I think
votes?
The problem, though, I think the reason, like I said, I think the reason I said right. Caleb, even though I don't think he should be, is because you're having a lot of people split the votes. Like, you have CJ and you have Dexter, so they're going to split the votes. Mm-hmm. I think Sam gets more than Alex, but Sam and Alex kind of split
yeah.
the vote. Mm-hmm. Because
right.
little girls like that kind
both.
Of guy, kind of artist, they like both. So I think you have Gina and Jess, they're both strong women. So I think Caleb's like the only rock guy, and he is so mm-hmm. unique and different than everybody else. So he's kind of getting all
thing.
The votes, and so he doesn't have to compete with another person that's stealing his vote.
I like how yours is all like
analytical.
I have graphs
yeah.
and
so
I have charts and I have pie
yes,
charts.
Exactly.
And,
we have our
I do statistics.
Doctor,
I just, right?
And I'm just
exactly.
like, Gina gives me the most feelings, so she should win.
I think you see, but if there's a top three, Gina would be the third person for me.
Mm. I just
no Jessica.
Do we ever talk about the judges on here? Or we don't talk
though.
About.
We can
the
talk
judges.
About the
please,
judges.
Yeah.
Let me talk about the judges.
They were on one tonight.
Okay. This is my problem with Harry. Love Harry. He scared the crud out of me in Copycat the movie, and I have a soft spot for him. Now because he was my first scare and I love that, but I just feel like the problem that him as a judge is he does have some great technical knowledge, but 95% of America watching it doesn't care what he has to say because he's so like technical and it was out here and it, you know, you can hit this kind of notes and stuff. And I just think that's better for like Randy Jackson to do or to Dave Cook to do when they're kind of in the room. When I want a judge, I mean, don't shoot me, but the reason I liked Nicki Minaj as a judge is for a little bit is because she was just like, this is what the performance, I know you can sing, you're on the show because you could sing, but you need to dress like this and you need to start performing like this and da da da. And they do get some really good. I think J-Lo is very good at what she's saying because, you know, saying to Sam, like, you need to connect. That's going to make Sam win. But every week hearing Harry like critique, like, oh, you were off pitch and you need to hit the pocket and da da da. It's like, yes, we get that. You know that, but I don't know that. I don't know what you're saying and I don't want to hear that.
So I'm not understanding your critiques. So don't bother.
I bet that I have like, I went to school for music and so I get what Harry's saying. I think that's why I like him.
But that's the 5%. That's probably the 5%.
But he's never saying it for us, he's saying it for them, for because when we're watching and like me who doesn't know what he's saying, I don't understand anything about music, and he says, oh, your pitch is here, your pitch is there, you're off, no, you're not in the pocket, and I was like, oh, that's it, that's why I didn't like the performance.
But he can email them that. I want him to say like, you know, I want more like when they're critiquing. I mean, that's why I like, I felt like that was Keith's role last year.
Keith does both,
and I like that there's Harry now because Keith doesn't have to be that again this year. He's able to be in the middle, and then you have J-Lo, and that's why I like them as judges, because it's like, I want to hear more about feeling, more about connection, more about performances, because when I watch an awards show, yes, if Christina hits a note off, or if Kelly, I don't suddenly hate them as an artist or tell them to get off stage, right? Never. But it's like, I want to know, like, how do you make me feel? How do you connect? What can you do on stage to set yourself apart? What song choices can make you different? And so hearing every week that you weren't in the pocket and you need to hit a pitch and your vibrato, I'm just like, okay, I get it, man.
I think, like, though, I do like them as a panel together because I feel like Keith is kind of like Switzerland, but like, we'll say it. If it's bad, it's bad. If it's good, it's good. J-Lo's positive, but
she's
J-Lo's all about
the
performance.
And that's why I like her.
Yeah, and I think that, like, I liked J-Lo's, like, J-Lo's very honest, actually, in her critiques, but she does it in a nice way, so I feel like I like the three together.
Yeah,
I guess I'm. I guess I want Harry to be more like, I feel like Simon Cowell.
A little bit.
I want him to be more like a Simon Cowell in the sense that if you don't like their performance, like, Simon always said what he didn't like, and I agreed with Simon. And I agree with Harry all the time, but I'm kind of like, I agree with what you're saying, but not the way you're saying it. So I think, you know, I just know, at least what
because
I read from like the blogs and stuff. Yeah, it's just, he's being super technical, and I guess when most of us don't know what he's kind of saying, we're like, okay, we get that you don't like it, and we're nodding our heads, but I wish you would say it. It's like when a scientist or the doctor tells you something, and then the nurse comes in and is like, oh, no, you have a head cold. And you're like, thank you, because I did not understand what you just
really
said.
That's really funny.
That's a good way of putting it, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and for saying all of that. And if all of you want to hear more of what Chris has to say, where can they find you?
Go to my Twitter. It's at Chris Tronson, Tron like the old school movie, D like dog, and then Sen, S-E-N. And I tweet everybody back, so.
Yay. Awesome. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Violet Kanian. That's K-A-N-I-A-N.
I follow her and she's amazing.
Woo! I do too. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jason Eichler, and all of the videos from tonight and tomorrow night will be up on AfterBuzzTV.com and YouTube as well.
Yay.
I also have some interviews with the rest of the contestants, so you can find that there as well. And you can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie and on Instagram at StephieG47. Thanks all. Y'all.
She's country now.
Thanks,
yay.
Y'all.
Yay.
Thank
you. From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.